So here's to all of the good thinkers.
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp about her meeting with the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Plus, Dr. Lauren Scott talks about how OPEC has lost its power in pricing oil. Plus, state-of-the-art technology coming to the Bakken's Davis Refinery. And an update from the reservation with the CEO of Missouri River Resources, David Williams. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The clocks of our grandfathers. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Next, we head to Belfield, North Dakota, where the Meridian Energy Group is building the Davis Refinery. And I got to tell you, this is a very exciting project happening in the Bakken. I mean, this is so exciting that this will be the first greenfield refinery to be built in the United States in more than 50 years. So this news goes well beyond the Bakken. This is a global story. Now, why is it a global story? Well, first of all, Meridian Energy Group is a leader in innovation, clean fuels technology, and are setting the standard for modern oil refining. They're taking all the latest and greatest technology and applying that to the Davis Refinery. So it'll significantly raise clean construction standards for all refinery projects going forward. Here, let me give you an example. The refinery is going to use natural gas as a fuel source to run the facility, which will enable the Davis Refinery to produce near zero sulfur diesel and jet fuels. Plus, Meridian will supply local industries with the fuel they need so they can operate efficiently and at peak capacity. Not to mention, providing cleaner diesel fuel locally will displace the transportation fuels that are refined and delivered from remote areas, and that's going to help significantly reduce transportation-related pollution and create a much safer Bakken oil field overall. The Meridian Energy Group, energizing a cleaner North Dakota. Check them out online. You can visit the Davis Refinery at davisrefinery.com, or you can check out Meridian Energy Group at meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources.
Dave Williams, CEO of Missouri River Resources.
Missouri River Resources. All right, let's start out by talking about what's going on with your company, just kind of a 2016 review and a 2017 projection, if you would.
Well, 2016 review, I pretty much can say is the survival of the fittest. being a small company, we have a little advantage of, you know, having just one debtor and, just paying our bills as we make as much production as we can. Keeping it slim, I had to lay off a few people. I mean, that's part of the game, part of the business, and, it's unfortunate, but, we also rely on the fact that oil is a commodity, and it's influenced by global forces. So we're trying to be as optimistic as we can. I believe we'll have an advantage, maybe. I say maybe, but with the new president. But at the same time, Saudi Arabia and OPEC, and even non-OPEC countries cut back on production. I think the word for the year was rebalancing. I'm reading a lot of articles, where people can function maybe at $65 to $70 a barrel without getting too high or getting too low. So I think the earth or the globe, so to speak, and all of the economics that entail that with oil and gas can come to an agreement that, this price scale, from 65 to 70 would be beneficial for all. So hopefully that'll keep up as anticipated. So, having said all that, 2017, you know, we again, you know, I think we're still on the same focus of really drilling. We've acquired lands in the past year and a half that brought us to a project that we want to drill 23 wells in a few sections down on the reservation. So we're pretty, I guess, pretty happy about that. Our lender, our bank, seems very optimistic about moving forward. So all this does take time. You know, a year ago, February, you know, oil was in the 20s, so we couldn't find a bank to, you know, probably borrow us, you know, even $200,000 because of the way things were happening. So now that we're here a year later, we're pretty fortunate to again be still viable and moving forward and keeping our experts and keeping our staff and the tribe understanding that they realize, you know, that price reduction hurt their royalties, and you know, and the state and the tribe, you know, again finding to create a budget that works for everyone. I wouldn't want that job, but you know, in a sense, that's what we do on a small scale.
So you mentioned additional steps you've got to go through with the BLM and with BIA and just some of those federal lands and reservations and that sort of thing. Is that are you hearing from any other tribes across the country? Are they starting to do some of the things that you guys are doing? I know in the past you've mentioned Utah. The Utes have gotten some mineral interests and rights and that sort of thing. Is there anything along those lines with other tribes that you guys are either teaching or collaborating with?
When I first started, reached out to the Southern Utes. They've pretty much streamlined their process to where they're just doing it on their own. I think they've eliminated the BIA, so to speak. I'm not quite sure of that, but that's always been the word there that they you know, make their own decisions on their own land. So, you know, the BIA still has, you know, the federal government still has the fiduciary responsibility until we 638 everything, or, you know, take it upon ourselves to regulate. We're still in that, under that umbrella. So, you know, we've talked to other reservations, and it's the same. It really, again, it's always different, you know, on, you know, the circumstances, but the process of, you know, getting permits to drill or air quality permits to maybe create a refinery, or, you know, permits to do coal, natural gas, it's still the same all over, as long as the federal government's under the auspices of, you know, the fiduciary responsibility that they have. So, our governments change every 2 to 4 years, and you know, sometimes it's hard to pass that baton on what somebody wants to do, and what somebody, you know, just like America, you know, I mean, you have a president that worked 8 years, and then the next president comes in and says, well, I'm going to repeal everything that you've done. I mean, we've encountered the same thing. So, boy, it's tough.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. Well, you can be my little pony.